under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We look forward to your comments, your questions, your, how would you say, dialogue and input as to what we're talking about, the issue of the day. We're talking about today an issue that I believe should be very, very, very interesting and challenging for each and every listener, for each one, especially as Christians today. We're talking about, is the Bible trustworthy? Is the Bible trustworthy? Is it reliable? Can we depend on what the Word of God says? You know, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a day when there's so many difficult and things that separate in life. It's hard to separate what we hear on the news, fact from fiction. And ladies and gentlemen, we have to discover that we are, as we watch the news, for example, we have to ascertain, is it fact or fiction? Is it real, or is it partially true and partially false? Ladies and gentlemen, most of the time, it's difficult for us to believe and trust what the news says. We find that the media are simply carrying out a narrative, for the most part, not reliable, not trustworthy. But can we treat the Bible the same way? Should we look at the Bible in the same way that we look at what the news says, what the media says? We're going to talk about that today. We have a special guest today, one that you've heard before, but we're talking about a new book that's about ready to leave the press and go to the bookshelves, Christian bookstores that would be available. We'll talk about that. We're talking about, is the Bible trustworthy? Perhaps you've got a question. Perhaps you've been told there are errors in the Bible. Perhaps you've been told that the old King James Bible is just not trustworthy. We've got to have a new translation, a new version. We've got hundreds and hundreds of different versions of the Bible. How do you ascertain which one is correct? How do you make a decision of which Bible is trustworthy? And how can we count the reliability of it? That's what we'll talk about today. And lest I forget it, let me remind you, shortly after our monologue, we'll open the telephone lines and ask you to call in. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. And let me just encourage you with this. If you call and there's not an answer immediately, or if it's busy, that's because the lines are tied up. Don't give up. Keep trying. Call in until we respond so that we can answer your questions. That's 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues each and every day, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, notice, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. So let's just break that down a moment before we go further. Jesus says, if you continue, stay, constantly dwell in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That means truly, surely, actually a disciple, and you shall know the truth. It's through the word of God that we know the truth, and the truth is going to be setting us free. Then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So may I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, as we speak, especially today on the subject, is the Bible trustworthy, that we recognize the trustworthiness of the Scripture. And we're going to talk about why it's trustworthy, how we know it's trustworthy, what the Bible says, where we got our Bible, and how you ascertain which version, translation of the Bible to use. But ladies and gentlemen, it's easy to look over truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And when it comes to the truth of the Word of God, you have a lot of folks today that want to deny, reject, and some way, somehow, remonstrate against the facts of what the Scripture says. It goes back to the question of the reliability and the trustworthiness of the Word of God. It goes back to truth. According to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, make the statement that there's no absolute truth. Ponder that for a moment. If there's no absolute truth, how do we know when we've grasped truth? How do we know when we have discovered truth, if there's no absolute truth? In fact, that age group, 55% of them, the millennials, make this statement. Each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said this, and let me quote once again. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, is that we seek the truth, to listen to it, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend it unto death. It's a difficult era in which we're living in, and it requires the defense of truth. We need to stand for it. And so when we look for truth, where do we find it? Truth is the Word of God. It is not just found in the Word. The Word of God is truth. It is the infallible, inspired, inerrant Word that we're to trust in. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of the homeowner brand with Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the homeowner as well as the professional brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is conveniently located at 11291, that's 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Top that flagpole is the Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, at the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Just a few more moments in a brief monologue, then our lines will open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. So, ladies and gentlemen, just as we find much that we're told is simply untrue, so also so much of what we've seen and heard today from the pulpits across the denominational lines is only the words of a woke culture in many occasions. So where will the Word of God, how will the Word of God fit in? How many will take the words of God out of context and align that with the narrative of the speaker? Then we have an entire culture today, ladies and gentlemen, even among believers, that will somehow, some way challenge, question, and reject the truth of the Word of God. Listen, we live in a world of spiritual confusion. We live in a world today that's part of that confusion is because of so many different translations of the Bible. How are we to know what Bible is reliable? How are we to know which one is trustworthy? Let me just give you an illustration before we go further and then introduce our guest today. Many years ago, less than 100, when I was still on the road in full-time evangelism, I had the opportunity to sit with a man and his wife and the pastor that was with me for the church that I was representing at that visit. we sat down and went through the scripture, how to be saved, what the scripture says, what the word of God says. And the young lady said, when I finished and asked the question about her relationship to Jesus, she pointed to my Bible and she said, that's just what your Bible says. Some other version might say different. How am I to know which one is real? I don't know that I'd ever heard. In fact, I've never heard that statement of that couched in that exact way since. But that's the mindset of so many today. You present the facts. You present the truth of the Word of God. You preach the truth of the Word of God from the pulpit, exegeting the Word verse by verse by verse with expository preaching. And there's some that will say, well, I heard this guru on the internet or on television or on radio that says this, this, and this. Several good examples of that would be found in what people say about the virgin birth. Was Jesus Christ virgin birth? Was it real? Was he very God and very man? Is there a question there? What does the Bible say? That's where we go back to the fundamental, foundational question. Is the Bible reliable? Is it fully trustworthy? Many contend that the Bible only is a collection of myths. Some say that it's a collection of fictions. Others say that it is just a fantasy and not really from God. Others believe that the Bible is filled with errors and contradictions. Let me say this. I believe that we can use the same measure by which we critique and judge other historical books as we find and look at the Bible. Is it reliable? Is it completely trustworthy? Is the Bible factual? A fictional? That's the questions. Telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Before we introduce our guest today, as we talk about is the Bible trustworthy, we're going to talk about a book that's in the process now of the final stages of publication. Should be on the bookshelves in about 6 to 8 weeks. We'll discuss that in just a moment. But first of all, I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I tell you the truth. I read the King James Version. I'm not sure. I think that in California, especially in San Francisco, they have a Bible that cuts out everything about transgender and all this kind of crap. And God is a male, I mean a female, male and female together. I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
You're right. In fact, it's not just in California. It's some of the new publications today. We have your sodomite group, the LGBTQ group, the ones that are the transsexual, homosexual, bisexual, multisexual, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where they talk about 157 different genders. And they have literally butchered the Word of God. And they've taken out everything, changed the words, modified it so that it will cause some ignorant, anemic, illiterate young Christians to somehow embrace it and think it is the Word of God. Just because you print a book and stamp on the front of it Holy Bible doesn't mean it's the Bible, doesn't mean it's the Word of God. And we're finding that today in the culture in which we're living in, the woke culture, where there's a mindset that we can modify the Bible and make the Bible fitting for every belief system, and for every cultural wokeism, and cause the Bible to validate it and to absolutely approve it. Therein lies the problem. And that's some of the things we want to talk about today, so that we can go back and just focus on what is the Word of God? How do we know? How can we tell? And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. And Dr. Phelps is with us, and he's going to talk about that. Dr. Phelps, by the way, is a Bible professor for doctrine and theology at Conservative Theological University. And he's just authored the book entitled, Is the Bible Trustworthy? And we're going to interview Dr. Phelps in just a moment, and we'll talk about that. So, Kenneth, I pray that the broadcast today will be a blessing, that it will be informative. And I believe, based on what you've just asked, it'll answer some questions for you that I believe is imperative that our entire audience recognize and understand and grasp. So, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Tom is on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I pray that you're well.
Yes, thank you, thank you. I always love it when you and Dr. Phelps are both on there. I go, That's the two witnesses. But I just thank you for what you've done, Dr. Youngblood, that it's you talk about the truth a lot. And this broadcast, if you want to know the truth, just tune in. And I find it so sad that truth has become a dying breed in America, that the truth is badly abused. But I just really thank you for all that you've done, all that you continue to do. And I just hope that more and more people will get a thirst for the truth and listen to this broadcast.
Well, Brother Tom, I'm thankful for those words and the comments and the compliment that you made. I'm thankful for the privilege. May each of our listeners understand every morning when I'm doing the final research and analysis and deciding what articles to present and what to state and what to say, my prayer is, God, give me the very words that you want spoken. Let it fall on the hearts of those that are interested, that want to know the truth, that's willing to learn the truth and apply it and to be the example in our society in which we're living in. Brother Tom, the key, and you touched on it, the key that we need to grasp today is the word truth. What is truth, and what is truth as we relate it to the Word of God? Multitudes today that will take a book that's been butchered, as a previous caller talked about, being butchered and modified and totally away from the centrality of the Word of God, and they'll stamp in gold print on the front, Holy Bible. We need to be very, very careful of that. In society in which we're living in today, in America alone, I believe we have some, last count I had was like 483 different versions, translations of the Bible. And we need to be able to boil that down, and our listeners need to be able to understand, how do you discover, how do you determine what is the real Bible, the truth of the Word of God? So, Tom, it is my prayer that others that are listening will tell others to tune in, that others will hear the broadcast, that it can impact lives for eternity.
Yes. Dr. Youngblood, would you agree that the greatest threat to mankind is ignorance?
That's a pretty broad statement, but I think we could boil it down in a nutshell and say yes. By the way, Brother Tom, some are willingly ignorant, and some are infantile, so they've not learned enough to know the difference, and some are so immature that they've not gotten outside of the shell of the life, the bubble they live in, to understand and recognize what is truth.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, when I watched the broadcast of the president, the speech he gave, and I looked at the guy, what's his name, Al Green and Pocahontas, and that group, Maxine Waters, I would not follow that group. You can just look at them and tell they're idiots. What would make somebody like Maxine Waters? I hate to be judgmental, but she just looks and acts like an idiot. She does not speak with any kind of a truth or authority, or it's just babbling. And I just don't understand why people would pick a group like that to follow. It must be demonic.
It is demonic. That's the end result. That's the whole overshadowing, overarching answer to your question. But I think that if I can digress for a moment, I believe that this points out to us, if we watch that speech and we watch the ones on the right, the socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, un-American Democrats, if we watch that speech and saw the responses, we understand that we need term limits. We've got some folks that have been there most of their lifetime, adult lifetime. As a result of that, the mindset is they can see only what's in that little bubble in D.C. Beltway. They do not see beyond it. They, for the most part, those that were watched on the that refused to clap, refused to be applauding anything that was said by Trump or anyone in the gallery that he had brought there as an evidence of what's needed in society, they could not do that, because they're in that bubble and because their mindset is only to reject truth. And that most of those that are there that you just spoke of, that you just named, and others that could be named with it, they've gotten so wealthy that they think that they are above the ones that they're supposed to be representing, and their mindset is we're the kings, we're the ones in authority, and you're not. So they're looking at Trump as an outsider invading their space, and they're going to reject every bit of it. And it is good evidence of the fact that we need some major changes in the D.C. Beltway, and President Donald J. Trump is carrying that out very successfully, I believe. But Brother Tom, go ahead.
I just want to, again, to thank you and reiterate that you bring the truth and nothing but the truth. And that's the only thing that's going to bring us out of this darkness is the
Absolutely.
Truth.
Absolutely. It sure is. We need to be salt and light. Salt is a defense against decay, and light illumines the darkness in society. That's what we need to be. Tom, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us today Dr. Neil Phelps. Dr. Phelps is a professor at Conservative Theological University. Dr. Phelps, thank you so much for the work that you've done on your manuscript. I've had the privilege of reading through the manuscript 2 or 3 times during the course of its iterations for publication. And today we want to talk about that book, but thank you so much. So Dr. Phelps, if you would be kind enough to introduce the book to us. It is called What Is the Bible Trustworthy? And let me ask a question to start us out with our conversation and your interview in relationship to it. What caused you to write the book?
Dr. Youngblood, the purpose of this book is to show that the traditional text of the inspired and infallible Word of God is trustworthy. And this book will show that the current trend of abandoning the authorized version and adopting the perverted texts of the New Age versions will lead multitudes of people away from the true faith. Since truth is the vital ingredient in the formula for faith, the scriptures are considered to be our precious heritage of truth. One of the things that I've been convinced of, Dr. Youngblood, is this, that the Bible is not the ramblings of men, but it is the revelation of the only true God.
Amen. In fact, one of the things, if we wanted to expand that thought or that statement, from Genesis 1:1 through the Revelation text, it is God revealing himself to man throughout the scripture. And that's the thing that's important. I'm looking at an article that was written by Dr. Bill Bright back in 2004. He's with the Lord now. But this, let me just, Dr. Phelps, for our edification and for the listeners, read a part of what Bill Bright said, May of 2004. He said, "Do you accept the Bible as absolute truth? Do you know the peace and blessing that comes from living its supernatural transformation in its message? The year I left Princeton Theological Seminary to continue my studies at Fuller Theological Seminary, I had the opportunity to hear two very gifted young evangelists during our chapel program. Both believed and preached the Word of God without questioning it as the inspired truth. Later, however," I'm continuing the word now, words of Bill Bright. "Later, however, both began to question whether or not the Bible was truly inspired in every way and in every word. One of these men rejected the integrity of God's word. As a result, he had no moorings in his life on which he based his life or ministry. He got a divorce, left the ministry, eventually became an outspoken antagonist of the Christian faith. The other young man chose to believe that the Bible was truly the Word of God. It's the true Word of God. Even what he could not understand at first, he entrusted to God until he could understand it better. I won't mention the name of the first man, but the second man is my longtime friend, Dr. Billy Graham. Undoubtedly, the most important thing I learned throughout my long life, other than the blessing of knowing Christ personally, is that the Bible is truly God's Word, and it can be trusted implicitly." Now, Dr. Phelps, that's a pretty powerful statement, and it is relevant and true even today. In today's crucial society, it's become so skeptical, so much those seeking truth. We're talking about truth. Explain that to our listeners. We're talking about truth. We could ask the question, what is truth?
Jesus stated in John chapter 17, verse 17, as he was praying, what we call the Lord's Prayer, mm-hmm. praying for us as our intercessor, our great high priest, he said to the Father, thy word is truth. John 17, verse 17. In the world which we're living, many people think truth is relevant, but that's not true. Truth is absolute. Mm-hmm. It's not relevant.
That's right.
And so when you think about truth, you might want to use a dictionary or ask someone who is a pastor of a real Bible-believing church. But there was a man by the name of Pilate, Roman governor, who, when he was interviewing Jesus, interrogating him, asked the question, what is truth? Mm-hmm. Many people are asking that question today. But if you look in the dictionary, truth may be defined as conformity to fact or reality or to actuality. Truth may also be defined as that which is verified, certified, faithfulness, credible, or genuine. Truth is that which is infallible, correct, valid, accurate, right, or exact. And these words seem to be a good answer. But actually, when you discover truth, you have to discover, or you must discover, that God is truth. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, we read that God is a God of truth, without iniquity, just and right. Truth is the unique moral and personal quality of the only true God. So we have a credible or a believable God. In Titus 1, 2, we read, in the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. God's always true to his word. He cannot lie. And God is trustworthy and steadfast as a friend to all who put their confidence in him. Psalm 145, verse 18 says, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Mm-hmm. God is perfect in his ways, in his word, and in his work. Bible says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler, which means a part of our armor, to all those that trust in him. And God is believable. He's tried and true, for he is the only God of truth, the only truth-speaking God, and the only truth-honoring God. The prophet Jeremiah said, the Lord is the true God. He's the living God and everlasting King. But also, not only is do we read in the Bible and know for sure about truth, something as that is true. The Son of God is truth. Truth is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. When asked that question by Pilate, Jesus answered and said, for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth, in John chapter 18. So in his earthly appearance, the truth was personified in the person of the Son of God. Hebrews 1:2 tells us that God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds. Now, that's a good statement in the scriptures, because you see, in Old Testament times, God had spoken by Moses. But in New Testament times, God has spoken in the person of his Son,
right.
And that's a better source of truth, except for the fact that what Moses said was by inspiration. In John chapter 17, verse 8, Jesus said, I've given unto the disciples words that you have given me, and they've received them, and they have known that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Jesus then speaks to us words of truth, because they're from the Father.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our thought right after the top of the hour news. We're asking the question today, is the Bible trustworthy? What are your questions? What are your comments? What would you like to ask? We'd love to hear from you right after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue Let's Face the Issues.
Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRG.